USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people are injured and at least two more are unaccounted for after an explosion at an apartment complex in suburban Atlanta. At least 15 of the 20 units in the building in Dunwoody, Georgia, were damaged by the Sunday explosion. Police say the cause of the blast is still under investigation, though a manager at the complex reported an odor of gas to Atlanta Gas before the explosion. And Tropical Storm Nicholas is threatening part of the Texas coast. The storm strengthened from a tropical depression into a tropical storm Sunday morning, and forecasters say it could still strengthen further. The storm is expected to make landfall on the central or south coast of Texas Monday night or early Tuesday. A hurricane watch is in effect for the coast of Texas from Port Aransas to Sargent. A storm surge watch is also in effect along the coast of Texas up to the Houston area. The National Weather Service says that coastal counties could see 5 to 10 inches of rain over the next few days, bringing flooding concerns. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Secretary of State believes the U.S. will be okay without boots on the ground in Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the price of gas has gone up again after dropping for the last 2 weeks. The average price of regular grade nationally is up 2 cents to $3.25 a gallon. The most expensive gas can be found in San Francisco, where you're paying an average of $4.48 a gallon. The cheapest is in Houston, averaging $2.74 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify Monday in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan, a venture many on both sides of the political spectrum say was mismanaged. Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the American people just want someone to take responsibility. The Illinois Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Secretary of State should be the first one to step up.
I think there's a lot of people that bear blame, and the Secretary of State is one of these. And I think it would be nice, and keep in mind, even under the prior president, I would say this exact thing, for some people to just take responsibility. That's what the American people want, is somebody to stand up and say, look, this is on me. We know, obviously, that there's detailed planning that's not always on. But in the case of the Secretary of State, when we began to see the collapse of the Afghan military, which actually started with the threats that the Taliban were doing on these night letters against Afghan leaders and Afghan military leaders saying, the U.S. is leaving, we're going to kill your family unless you give up your arms. When we began to see that fall apart, that's when the order should have been given to basically enter a defensive posture, get everybody out we can, and not have to wait to 3 days prior. Because a lot of us were watching this happen, we were talking about it, and it's like wasn't a surprise to many of us.
In early finals on the first Sunday of the new NFL season, the Steelers scored all of their points in the second half to beat the Bills 23-16, and rookie Evan McPherson of the Bengals hit a 33-yard field goal as the overtime period expired to beat the Vikings 27-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.